nach a scheife meist gaie und sie das sel ko scheife bin behene meist jumas so da schon ko schiesch ne bekwa ko scheife bin behene jesch ne bekwa nach scheife meist gaie so ist er sind sie goi is bekwa na ki mit der behene is er so bekwa die sisse hat na te bin nach scheife so ist er bewa de nach scheife ho so kla is sie benech Rabbi Yezu reina afel a klayim there's also mitzvah again on klayim on the type of klayim of putting different animals together or growth in different trees. You know what I mean, how do we know this? Or mashmur v'yemakur, the pasuk says, el chukai sa tishmu. That means chukim shechakak v'lechor kvar. The chukim that I've made up for you already is behem t'cholai sa b'yeklayim. T'esor b'cholai sa b'yeklayim. That these two yisurim, that goes in the pasuk, of chukai sa tishmu lechem. So ma behem t'chol b'havor, arsor b'chol b'yakovah. Just like by behem t'chol means b'havor, don't put different animals together. Said Chos means a cover, don't grow the trees together. Ma behem tuchu, just like the animal, bein bosa and chutz, replies both in Eretz Yisrael, both in chutz lot, you can't grow, put different animals together, you can't make them live together. Is af sedukho, that's what the passage says in your field, you should not grow different trees together, it applies, bein bosa, bein chutz lot. Ele miyat vudu mo yisoy, ushmatim et chukosa, vis mishpotai, chukim shechakakti lechem kvar, Hosem, ushmatim et chukosa behashto, Hochas chukosa tishmu, chukim de mikoro tishmu. Rashi, the question is, the chsir b'churatoya kulo, Hochanam didn't start it said like, Ele miyatu v'shmatim et chukosa, goes in all the Torah. She wants to have b'nei rechus osu musubam el Torah, so now Hochi chsir et chukosa tishmu, Tiktim chukim mitzvahs, shmiru demash me chukim de mikoro. Yeah, so therefore only here, does it mean only these two chukim applies to b'nei rech, but if I did not, the hotel, the hotel does not apply to Ben Americh. Alright, we'll stop here. Then you on the next tape.
You were holding that Samach Omer Aleph. Can you say what the first two dots? It says again, we have blessed the way no Afala crying. That a Ben Americh is also miser on crying. You know how many had to know this? Omar Shmuel, Yomakra, the person says in the Yikra, Chukosai Tishmu. Chukosai Tishmu, Svidashmu means Chukim Shechakati Lecho. Chukim that was said already from before that was said to Ben Melech. Shechakati Lecho Kvar. And what the person continue on, it says, Behem Techol Sabi Aklayim, Fesod Techol Sizra Aklayim. It says these two are various. Mashmu, these two are various also apply to Ben Melech. Svidashmu like this. Ma behem tocho b'havor, just like here behem tocho, means you can't put two different meaning together, is afsor tocho b'yakovo. What type of a list of klein are we talking about over here, b'sode? Not planting two types of seeds, but grafting two different types of trees. And ma behem tocho, just like the yisah havor, you have the two behemis, bein b'yoretz, bein chutzlots, applies both in Eretz Yisrael and in chutzlots, afsor tocho, the same yisah, not to graft trees, is bein boetz, a bein lechutz loetz, or the plies both in Eretz Yisrael and lechutz loetz. So that's how you know that a bein boetz is also used when the use of climbing, the use of grafting trees. For the Gemara, if you dashen from the word as chukaisai, means chukim shechakak, shechakak lecho, goes upon before from bein boetz, and the meyatif say, when the Pesach says, who shmartem as chukaisai, he has mishpotai, maybe dashen in this, or it's a part, lesson of a shmir to watch the whole Torah, so maybe also, when he says, es chukosai, maybe also means chukim, shechokakti lechokvar, means chukim that I gave before already to Ben Melech, that maybe means the whole Torah was given to Ben Melech. So Moses says, no, hosom over there, ushmatan, es chukosai, tahashta. That means that the chukim that I'm giving you right now, the tired mitzvah that I'm giving to Klal Yisrael, Hocha b'al postakir, es chukosai tishmi, here the dash means chukim to mikor mashma. Chukim shechakak lechor, they're already given to Bnei Melech, which means these two are very of Havor is Klayim, and the Yisrael of Sadecho of grafting trees. Now back to Mishnah, it says, Rambam Bishur ben Kocho, he has the word of the Yisrael Megadeth, only if the person curses Hashem with Hashem's name. Now what's called Hashem's name? Omer Rav Acha bar Yaakov, Ein Eichaye v'at Shivorech Shein ben Arba Oisiyos. That you have to use at least like Yudke Vovke, at least the name of four Oisiyos. La Fuke, what does it mean that? Ben Shtagosif. You only use the word like ko, yud k, with that alone you're not chayiv nisa. That's not yisav agadish. The afuke, ben Shtagosif is delayed, for that you're not chayiv. So one says, pshit, of course not. The Mishnah says clearly, it says like Rabbi Shimon ben Korcha said, that Yaki Yosi Yos Yosi Tanan. Under our Mishnah, the Russian was Yosi Yos Yosi Tanan. And why did he pick the nickname of Yosi? Because it's full Yos Yos. So see clearly, the Nagadav needs to use at least the name of Hashem, the full Yos Yos. So one says, no. Now the term I would have thought to say, Musa Biyam Rubinokat. That the Mishnah says an expression in the Shul of Yosi, he just don't pick the name. But not to teach us that the name of Hashem has to be at least for Isis. Maybe even two Isis would be enough to be Mechayev. Ko? Kamashmion, that's the Chiddush of Rabach, Rabbi Yaakov, no. That the Shul of Koch and Mishnah said the Russian of Yosi, Ben Yosi, meant that Badaf could teach us that you only have if you use at least the name of Dalet Isis. That's the shame that you use to curse Hashem with. It could be almost something like this, that Omer Rav Acha by Yaakov, Shema Nimeth Na Mishnah, we hear that Shem Ben Arba Isias, Na Mishenu. That if you curse Hashem with the name of Phuasius of Yud Kei Vav Kei, that's also called Hashem Yichayiv. For the Mav Sheet, of course, it says the Mishnah clearly, Yaakov Yosi 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 Tanan. Now that's the deviation, like the nickname for Hashem, so if to say it's enough to use the Isias of Phuasius. So what are you teaching me? The Mishnah says it's enough for Hashem's name or for Isis. So Mar says no. Ma, the term I would have thought to say, Ad Yik Hashem Rabbim, maybe until you have me the Shem HaMepharish of 42 Isis, Rashi says, Umisa Biyam Udinaka. That the Mishnah says Lashon of Yosi is just an abbreviation, like a nickname for Hashem. Kaman Shriyan, that's the Chiddush now, that you did not need the Shem HaMepharish, but as long as you use the name of Hashem for Isis, for that you're called in a God that you be Chayiv Nisa. Then the Mishnah says, Nigmu Hadin, that after the Bezdin Paskin is clear that they're going to Mechayiv this person Nisa for the Maisa of Megadus that he did, now we call the Eidim and we listen to the eldest one to hear exactly what was the Lashon that the person used. And it says, Eidim, that the Bezdin there has to stand up. You know, and how do we know this? On the Yitzchak Barami, the Yom HaKro, the Pesach says, the Ehud bore a love, and Ehud came to him. He was lying down on the attic. Shalom Levada was his private room. And Ehud said to Melech Eglaim, kim li alech, I have the words of Hashem to you. I want to tell you what Hashem has to say. So it says, Vayokim Yalakisi stood up from his seat. And now, with our late Vom Kavachim is a Kavachimna. Well, my Eglon, Melech Moyev, Mad was just the king of Moyev, Eglon. Shulinochi, he was a gay. For Yoda, he did not know Ella Bikimri, only because the king of Hashem, Eimid, he stood up, is Yisrael. We're a Jew, he has the name of Hashem. Hashem, the Mephorish, and the real Yudkei Vovkei, for sure, like it's kind of a common that he has to stand up. They have to hear that the Yerim are going to hear now the Shem Hashem, they have to stand up. And then the Mishnah says, after the Bezdin hears the actual curse that he said, then Kohen, they have to rip the Begadim. You know him, how do we know this? That if you hear Hashem's name, you have to rip your Begadim. If you hear a curse of Hashem, you have to rip your Begadim. To see the passage says in Melochim, Vayavoy Eliyokim ben Chilkiyahu. Vishavnu ha-sefer v'yoyach ben Osef ha-maskir el chizkiyo. They came to chizkiyo, created the garden with clothing. Why? V'yagidu yoyach divrei rak shokei. They said over the words of Rav Shokei, the cursed Hashem, as if they heard the curse of Hashem, they had to rip the garden. So here we hear that we hear the curse of Hashem, you know who you have to rip your garden. Now the mouth says the Mishnah Leimachin, that after the Dayanim ripped their clothing, when they heard from the aid, the Birchas Hashem, when they heard the exact curse of Hashem, they ripped their clothing, and it says, Loi Machin, they're not allowed to resew it, you can't sew it back. We know, and how do we know this, that a kriya you make, because of the Birchas Hashem, you have to leave it loilom. Amar Rav Avuha, ask your kriya, kriya. Re'eg Zereshava, kriya, kriya. Sivak, it says over here, kriya begodim. When they heard the curse of Rav Shokei, so they ripped their clothing. Uksiv Hossam, it says another pasuk by Elisha, the Elisha Raya. When Elisha saw that Eliyahu Navi was leaving him, Vu Mitzayek, he was screaming, Ovi Ovi, Rechav Yisrael of Roshav, for Eliyahu Oid, he's not going to see Eliyahu anymore, the Yachazek, the Godah, he grabbed onto his clothing, Vayikroim, and he ripped them. Lishnayim Kroim, he ripped them into two pieces. And pieces, it says, Vayikroim, Lishnayim, ripped them into two, Kroim pieces. So the question is, Mimashma Shinema Vayikroim, Lishnayim, if the prophet says he ripped his clothing into two, Eni Yodayish and Kroim, don't I know that they're in pieces? Why does the pasuk have to repeat itself and say kroyim, it's in pieces, malami, to teach us shein kroyim li'elam, that they have to stay in pieces li'elam, that there's an issi, you're not allowed to sew it back. That's the mission of v'loy miyachin, you cannot re-sew this rip. Turn around, button, what like this? Echad ha-shimeya, whether you hear the curse of Hashem, v'yechad shimeya m'pi shimeya. Because even if you hear it just said over, you heard the way somebody says over what somebody else said. But if you hear the Birkas Hashem, it's Chayav L'Kroya. You have to rip your clothing. But for your Eidim, ain't Chayav L'Kroya. But the Eidim that are saying it over now in Bezdin, when they say it in Bezdin, they don't have to rip the clothing. Why? Shekvah Koru B'Shash Hashanah. Because at the time when they heard the person really say the Birkas Hashem, at that time they ripped the clothing. So it's enough one time. For the Gemara, the Chikor b'Shosh Hashama Mahevei Hakor Shama Hashta. So what? They ripped it one time when the Edom heard the person say the Birchas Hashem. But right now that they're saying it over again, they should have to rip. They should have to rip again. Hakor Shama Hashta. They're hearing it. If you hear yourself say something, it's also called you hearing it. So since you're hearing yourself say it, you should have to rip your clothing again. Tomorrow, so let's talk about that. You can't think. The Siddha Pasuk says, Vayihi kishmai ha-melech Hizkiyo, el dibur Rav Shakom, Vayikru es begodav, ha-melech Hizkiyo, so diik is, ha-melech Hizkiyo koro, vehem lo koro, heis the shluchim came and told Hizkiyo ha-melech, what Rav Shakom said, that he cursed Hashem, that says the king ripped his begodim, but not the shluchim, not the messengers. Why not? Because they ripped their clothing before when they heard it. So you see, if he ripped once, and then you say it over to somebody else, you do not have to rip a second time. So here in Bezdin, the Edim do not have to rip the clothing a second time, because they already made the kriya, the shafter heard it. Om Rav Yudah Mashmuel, Hashemeya Askoro Mipi Evi Kichovim, Eina Chayiv L'Kroya. If you hear a guy curse Hashem, that's not so gefelich. For that you don't have to rip your begodim. It's only if another Jew becomes a Megadeth, it makes a call, a curse of Hashem. But if a guy curses Hashem, for that, you'll have to be closing. If you're telling me, you can ask me a question, why? Rav Shoko, it says I was the Maestro of Hizkiyo HaMelech, that Rav Shoko cursed Hashem and he ripped his begodim. It says, Yisrael Mumahaya, he was a Jew, just he was a Mumi, he went against Hashem, but he was a Jew. For him to curse Hashem, there's a Chiyuv Kriya. But if a real guy curses Hashem, there's no Chiyuv, whoever hears it, to be Kriya, to rip the clothing. The guy we had before is Chayiv Misa for it, but we're not Mechuyiv to rip our clothing. Yeah. The Yom Rav Yudah Mashmuel, Ein Kerem Elo Hashem HaMiyuchim Bovad. You only have to rip your clothing if you hear the way the Jew says out Hashem's name to Shem HaMiyuchid, and not a Kinui. Even though before we had a Ribui, that if he curses Hashem with Kinui and with other names, of Elokov, Tzvokois, Shakai, also there's a din of Birchas Hashem, but for that you don't have to rip your clothing. Here you only have to rip your clothing if you hear Yud Kei Vav Kei. You hear the Shem Ham Yuchad Bavad. Myself, Vafuke Kinui, not if you hear Makin, or Shakai, or Tzvokais. Deloy. For that you don't have to rip your clothing. Myself, now, Pligid Rav Chiyah Batavayu. He argues in Rav Chiyah in both halachis. The Yom Rav Chiyah says, Hashemeyas Korah. This man has there a chayiv l'kroya. If you hear somebody curse Hashem today, this man has there, you don't have to rip your clothing. Why? What's the reason why? Shemiyat oimikin, if you don't say like this, nismala kol habeket kroyim. Everybody's begotten will be ripped. In other words, you hear so much curses of Hashem today that everybody will be ripping the clothing. You won't be able to have a decent suit.
So Mashma the Rabbanim made a takona that Bismanazir, you don't have to rip your clothing. So new takona Bismanazir. So now the question is, Miman, who is going to curse Hashem so much even Bismanazir? In Laman, the Yisrael, a Jew is going to do it. Me Pikire, Kulei Hai, is a Jew such a piker like gives up Judaism so fast that so many Jews are going to go around cursing Hashem? That's not Shkiach, that's not going to happen today. And the Pshitim Yerdekichovim, it has to be that the Goyim are going to curse Hashem. So you see, he holds that even if a Goy curses Hashem, also you have to rip your clothing. And secondly, Vi Shem Ham Yuchud, if it's only when you hear the Shem's name, Yitke Vovke, that's when you have to rip your clothing. Mi Gemiri, does the Goyim know Yitke Vovke? Do they know the real Hashem's name? If anything, they'll say God, they'll say other names. They're not going to say Yadoy. So you should not rip your clothing. Ela la bikinui, that the Goyim will curse Hashem with kinuyim, with other names. Ushmamina, we hear from here, according to Rav Chiya, that bizman azeh huduloi, it's a tkonet rabbonim bizman azeh, you don't have to rip your clothing. But homikoro, before bizman, before, chayiv, that even though it was a Goy, and even though he was using kinuyim, nicknames, not the real name of Hashem, still there'll be a chiyuv kriya. So at any time that person will be chayiv misa, we had before a Goy is chayiv misa, even on kinuyim, below them there'll be a chiyuv kriya. Just for mice, the Zman is there, the minig is, they don't rip. Then the Mishnah says that Hasheni, the second aid, so only the first aid repeats exactly the way the person cursed Hashem. The second aid just has to say, Omer Afani Kamo, I also heard like that. That's enough. So Omer Ashlok is Shema Mino. Really here, that Afani Kamo, Kosher B'dini Momnis, U'B'dini Nefashis. Really every single aidus, all Beznas here is, from the first aid, the complete story, and the derice, it's enough if the second aid says, me too, I heard the same thing, that's enough me derice. Just, umalahu diobid rabbonin. The rabbonin made a malah, me derabbonin, that's not enough. Me derabbonin and bezdin, we always want to hear the exact aidus from all aidim, from 2, 3, 4, no matter how many aidim are there, we have to hear the complete story from everyone separately. That's only a din derabbonin. Therefore, here it's not nice that they should repeat a second and third time the Birkas Hashem. So that's why here the Rabbanan left it on the Raisa. The Raisa, it's enough that one aid says the complete story. And just second or third aid just says, me too, I heard the same thing. So they leave it on the Raisa. But the opposite. These Sakatat Itri, you're going to tell me, you're going to think that really possible, that Midiraisa. It's not enough for second aid just to say, me too, I heard the same thing. But Midiraisa, the second aid, has to say out the complete story. If so, Hocho Mishum Vloyesha, Katlinan Legavro. Even though true, it's not nice that we should hear a second time the curse of Hashem, but that's not a reason to kill a person if you don't have Adim. But if Midiraisa Adim means each aid has to repeat the whole story, see also, if you have a Nagade, someone that cursed Hashem, we would not be able to kill him until we hear from both or three or four Adim the whole story that have to say the whole curse. But since the Mishnah says it's enough just for the first aid, that's the proof that Midiraisa, when one aid repeats the whole story, that's really enough. The second aid only has to say, Gamani, I also heard the same thing. Now the Mishnah says, V'yashlishi yomer afani kamo. If there's a third aid there, he also has to say out his aidus. What does the Mishnah have to say it for? What do we need a third aid for? It's enough too. What do you have to say three? Someone says, Stoma kredekiva de makshini gimor shnayim. The Stam Mishnah wants to teach us like a bekiva shita, that when you do have three aidim, they're like two. That now when you make hazama, you have to imagine all three of them, two of them is not enough. Mishnah says, V'ayvei da avoidus kichodim. What's the avoidus to worship?